Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is our Between the Wars Best of 2011.
Yeah.
That's right. So what we've done is I've picked four, my favourite four this year, and you've picked your favourite four this year. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
That is right. So we're going to get straight on with the next one. I'll tell you all about it after you've heard it. Played this earlier this year. This came out in May of this year, I think. This is Limousine. Drink yourself out of it. So that was Limousine and Drink Yourself Out of It, Tony.
Nice.
Now, I haven't got the list of beds to hand. It being between Christmas and New Year, I've been getting rather involved. So I've no idea what you're listening to underneath us right now, but it's pretty good.
Yes.
It'll probably be Marv. It'll be Marv at the moment,
won't
it?
It will be Marv.
Yeah. It's Marv. Yeah, so that was actually the B-side to a single called Deep Fried Love that came out earlier this year. One of my favourite bands of late are Limousine. In fact, the four bands that are my choice this week are all bands that I just really, really rate. Actually, this is the only band I'm playing this week that I haven't actually seen live yet. We keep trying, but me and the lead singer, Limo Dean, are in almost constant contact and keep failing to meet up with each other, which is a shame. They have got two albums out, and they've got another album coming out next year, in a few days' time, which I'm really quite excited about, basically. If you get the chance to see them, do. They gig around London a lot, and I just wish them the very best. You've enjoyed listening to them, haven't you, as well, Tony?
Yeah, if I think back to 2011, I do think Limousine, for some reason, very good. We played them quite a lot and been one of the most memorable bands, I think.
And they're what Punky's all about, really. They're an independent band that gig hard, play hard, record well, keep in touch and sort of do the right thing. And importantly, they're a good laugh. And they originally came through to us via Manila PR, who I should say have been a great help this year as well, and thank you very much to Tony and the gang there. Right then, now, I take it you had a good Christmas?
Oh yeah, you know.
Well, you were
drinking,
abroad, weren't you?
Boozing. Yeah, I still am, I'm in Germany.
Oh, but, yeah. Of course you are. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
where are you?
I'll tell you, mate, I don't know, I'm in a mess. So listen, it's your turn to pick a track now on this 2011 Best of Punky Radio Super Edition. What have you got up for us first up?
Okay, so this is a track we played back in June. I think it's the first time we played them then. It's the Fuck Knights.
Great. Yeah, I know. As soon as we saw the name, it was just fantastic. They came through from Dirty Water Records, didn't they?
I think so. I think they're from Minnesota. And we played a couple of tracks the first show we played. They were that good, so we had to play them. Quite hard, punky. Yeah, it's right.
It's hard garage punk, isn't it, basically?
Yeah. So the song's called Christina. Do you know them, I suppose?
No, I don't. And I should say the MySpace page for Limousine is just myspace.com/Limousine. Yeah. LIMOZINE. You can find out about them there.
It's similar with them. It's MySpace. And for Fuck Knights, it's myspace.com/Fuck Knights. Easy.
Fuck Knights. And that's Knights with a K.
Knights with a K. And the song is called Christina.
So, you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I found my list.
Yes, excellent.
I'm not going to tell you what I got for Christmas this year. I'll tell you what I got last year. I did mention it. I got a tin opener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even get a tin. I just got the opener. So, I know, I've lost weight. So, that is the Fuck Knights. Their album is out now on Dirty Water Records. I do recommend you buy it. Now, Tony, do you want to just perhaps mention something that you normally do?
Sure. In this section, I normally read either Podcast Alley or Facebook comments. You're all out there having a great time, and we haven't got any new ones. So when it's all calmed down and you come back to us, please do leave us a comment or vote for us. Please vote for us at Podcast Alley. Easiest way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment, if you so wish, because we'll read them out. Alternatively, you can leave us a Facebook comment on our wall. Search for us on Facebook, Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that comes up. Like our page and leave us a comment. Or, alternatively, if you're on Google+, go to gplus.2/Punky Radio and you can write on our Google+ wall. Any of those and we'll read them all out.
I am still trying to work out Google+.
I don't think I ever will.
Possibly. I don't know. It's a bit of a mystery at the moment. I wonder if it will be the social network for 2012.
Well, if it is, we're well placed.
Well, because I think it's been Twitter this year. It was Facebook last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's you true. Tend to get something once a year. Let's see. Right, next up. A band I've seen more than any other this year, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. Absolutely brilliant band from amazing Stoke. Their first proper album came out this year, Exercise Your Demons. They are recording more stuff next year, and I can exclusively reveal that they might be recording a couple of tracks with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, because I'll be doing an album next year. So, and they've said they're up for doing the backing on a couple of tracks. So we'll see how that goes. As I say, this song they don't perform in their live act anymore, despite the fact I stand at the front screaming it. It's easy to find out about Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. Type in Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons to the internet and you find out loads of ways that there's loads of stuff on their page. They've got a Facebook page, a MySpace page and all sorts of things. They're brilliant live. This is a great song. What more can I say? Daddy Long Legs.
Looking.
That was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and the quite brilliant Daddy Long Legs, bow, bow, Daddy Long Legs, bow, bow. You are listening to Dr. Slaggleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. The better speak, Tony.
No, it's okay.
So I've been all over, but I worked so hard in the week up to Christmas. It was mad. I did, those of you who heard last week's show will know some of it, but I basically did six nights in a row of fun and booze and nearly killed myself. So I'm, most people now are out on Christmas nights every night and that, and I've just well, as we speak, I am just about to go and do Dolly's barn party, because that's what you really need to do between Christmas and New Year, have a massive burlesque night. But other than that, I'm taking it very, very easy. You are somewhere in Germany.
Yes. Yeah, right. We've just been at the in-laws, and we're now in between places. We're going to go away somewhere for New Year in Germany, but so we're somewhere around Germany.
Now, I was wondering, before you introduce the next track, could you maybe just mention how keen we are to get people to review us on iTunes?
Yeah, we're super keen on iTunes. Please do leave us an iTunes review. You've probably all got iPods, iPads, iPhones for Christmas, or some kind of cerebral implant in your head for Apple. So please do review us at iTunes. Clearly everyone will have an account by now. Easy way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the music store page where you can review, as you will need to log in with said iTunes account. Log in, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're in the UK, Paul will read them out. If you're in the US, I will. If you're in neither, email through your review to tony@punkyradio.com. We'll feature it. They're all massively important.
Now, I can't help thinking, as I look at the next track you've got down, Tony, that your choices are rather sweary.
A little bit.
In keeping with the funky tradition of playing absolutely anything at all, and bearing in mind we're going to play 2 tracks in a row now, both of which are by you, but I'll let you back announce the next one. What have you got next?
Well, again, when I think of 2011, I think, what bands can I immediately think of? Cunt and the Gang brings to mind. I've never been introduced to the guy before this year. This song sticks out massively as the, you know, I remember it all the time. I can still sing it in my head a little bit. So,
yeah, it's really catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, annoyingly so.
It's really catchy. I do find myself singing it walking around supermarkets and that, which isn't a great idea. So anyway, so basically 2011 for you has so far been about fuck and cunt.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What's the track called, my friend?
The track's called For a Million Pounds.
Would you buy shares in Northern Rock?
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not. Would you kiss Vern Troyer on his midget's cock?
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not. Would you call the Crays a pair of cunts?
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not. Would you suck the goodness out of Tramp's wife front?
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not.
What if I came up to you and offered you £1 million to do something you wouldn't usually do?
What, like tread barefoot in dog's poo?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, I would. I fucking would. If you gave me £1 million, I'd go on my knees and eat cock cheese. If you gave me £1 million, because I'd have £1 million. Could you listen to Westlife for more than an hour?
Just about. For £1 million, would you let Pat Wicks give you a golden shower?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you fill your pants up with broken glass?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you suck a fart out of John Prescott's arse?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, I'd cut my cock off with a rusty saw.
Have a pool party with Barrymore.
Eat raw offal from Beetle's claw.
Who am with you can bear back, but not withdraw.
For £1 million smackers, I'd slice off my knackers and sew them back on the other way round.
You know he wouldn't care if he was spunking out backwards, cos he'd have £1 million.
Yes, I'd have £1 million. Would you drink a glass of Freddie Mercury's jizz?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you show Ainsley with your finger where his walnut is?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you eat a little pebble of human shit?
Yes, I would. For £1 million. chase a bag lady on the cliff.
Yes, I would. For £1 million.
I'll cover up for Gary Glitter.
Eat a whole tray of cat litter.
Poke some barbed wire up my shitter.
Trust Jimmy Savile as me babysitter. You know I would, I fucking would, if you gave me £1 million. Harold Shipman could have my nan if he gave me £1 million. Because I'd have £1 million.
I'd whip Vanessa Feltz and have her as my spouse.
I'd let my kids sleep over at Michael Jackson's house.
I'd shit up in the air like a Japanese lady.
I'd take an unprotected bumming off of Paul O'Grady.
I'd drink a glass of period and smell Shane McGowan's breath.
I'd leg it into an old people's home dressed up as death.
I'd spend a day picking bits out of the hair on Joe Brent's flat.
I'd be a spunk bucket hostage round poor George's flat.
I'd shoot Barack Obama, share a flat with Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'd shag Shannon Matthews mum in her god then up her bum.
I'd change my name to Fred West and start a club up for incest.
I'd lick around the holes of Camilla Parker Bowles. And I would, I fucking would, if you gave me £1 million. Cause I'd have £1 million. Yes, I'd have £1 million.
One way ticket to Fishtown.
Was the Hip Priests in Cream My Jeans.
So let me just get this straight. So far we've had fucking cunt and cream my jeans, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a great song that is.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, it's a great album as well, still available. What's we just mentioned cunt and the gang. If you just type in cunt and the gang with a K, so it's not swearing,
yeah,
into the internet, and you'll find out all about that crazy guy. And the Hip Priests, what have you got on them? Have they got a website?
It's facebook.com/thehippriests or myspace.com/hippriests. Yeah. Whichever one floats your boat.
Yeah, two cracking songs in a row there, my friend. And they couldn't really be more different, could they?
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, we are listening to Rich Morton underneath us right now. I'm doing a great job of the beds, I know.
Thank you very much for doing that. It was marvellous.
That's okay.
Now then, I was wondering whether you could maybe, before the next song, whether you could maybe remind people of the internet radio stations that we are on.
Sure, I certainly can. Right, we are on 4 internet radio stations. We are on Hussy Skunk, first and foremost. We're on 3 times a week at different times. And listen to it, hussyskunk.com. When we're on other great shows and great music, give it a try. We're also on the Internet's Talk Superstation, which was formerly Roach Radio. You can find it at talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights late. We're on Mover Radio, movaradio.com. We're on Channel 2, The Hard Drive, Friday nights, 9 p.m. EST. And finally, we're on Padunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time.
You've stopped there, haven't you? Sorry. Yeah. Yes. And thank you to everyone that listens to us online. We do really appreciate it. But I tell you what, we don't hear a lot from our online listeners. We hear from the downloaders all the time. But we don't hear from the online listeners that much. So if you are listening, do drop a line either to paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll read out whatever it is that you have to say. And we'll tell you the list of things that we want for 2012 after we play the next song. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Because the next track is, again, a band that... Because the 4 bands I've picked have all been found in classic ways via Punky. This band first came to our attention while we were still doing that show on Pantsfield on a Cock. And it's a band called Wonk Unit, and Wonk Unit are from South London. This is their second full album, and arguably their first proper album. That the first one was sort of a best of, wasn't it? The first one was called Raise Japanese Flag, and had what I thought was going to be the most disturbing cover I'd ever see on any CD ever, until they brought out the second one, which is called Trolley Thank You / Wonk Unit Save My Life. And I have played this track before. Very easy thing to find. Just type in Wonk Unit into it and find them. myspace.com/WonkUnit is there. I think facebook.com/WonkUnit is there. And WonkUnit.com, I think, is there. Oh, it's Wonk Unit Band, isn't it, MySpace?
Wonk Unit Band on MySpace,
Wonk Unit Band, yeah. But again, just type in Wonk Unit into the internet. You will find them. Hello to Alex, the mighty cougar. This is an absolutely brilliant song. And I love the start of this song. You might remember us playing this earlier in the year. You might remember us playing all of these things earlier in the year, don't know. But this is great. This is The Places.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. We all make choices and we choose the path we're gonna take. That's the way it goes. Protect me from the places I have been. Protect me from the places I have been. What? What? I need support, okay, mate. You are my strength, you are my person, no religion. You are my run, you are my loss, you are the drug that I can trust. I'm gonna be a burden.
That was Wonk Unit and The Places. Ma 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 ma. I just love that band. Again, seen them a couple of times. Absolutely brilliant live. Gig a lot, particularly around South London. Get the chance to see them when you can. Right, I'd like, if it's all right, Tone, I'd just like to say thank you to a few of the listeners this year, because in the same way that obviously for you the year has been full of cunt, fuck, and Gene.
Yep.
There's a few listeners that have really, really stood out for me this year. We do, for those of you that listen a lot, you'll know we do various features, one of which is Poetry Corner, one of which is Comedy Suburbs. And I have to say a big thank you to Joni H. Jizz, who has for the last 5 or 6 months has come in with a limerick every week to do with us masturbating. Despite the fact that she's not of a male-interested persuasion.
Yes.
Hence the title, Joni H. Jizz. Been absolutely brilliant. Also, who else should we say hi to?
Murphy the Yeti.
Murphy the
always
Yeti.
Always gets in touch.
Arstus Rastus, of course, who's been supposed to be, we can exclusively reveal now at the end of the year what we promised earlier this year, who was supposed to be the third man of Punky, but it's not really worked out that way.
No.
he's still been in touch. He has apologised for not doing more to the website. We do want to update the website, punkyradio.com, at some point. It will get done at some point. At present, it's kind of all over the place. Now, who else has been sending us loads of jokes in?
I don't want to one quick shout out to Aubrey Hansen, who has the famous Uncle Randy.
Uncle Randy, yeah, we do have to.
The year's not complete without an Uncle Randy twatting. Yeah,
we do have to give a big fuck off to Uncle Randy, and who has been the ultimate twat of this year.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just explain the Is a Twat feature, because I would like twat to be the thing for 2012. I want the twat back.
Yeah, we suffered a little bit on twat this year. We not many people nominating. It's just if you know a twat, someone who deserves the title of it is a twat, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, so we can expose them for the twats they are.
Yeah, for the twats they are.
Yeah, just email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
It was one of the features that we did originally that first sort of got us an American audience, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we particularly like some US-based twat. Particularly if you've got any twats in the Las Vegas area. I will be out there in March and might be able to do a drive-by twatting. You never know.
Nice.
I will have a hire car and a twat with me already, my late Steve. There was someone else I was going to mention then.
Insane Star.
I have something to say here. I'm still waiting for the gift that admittedly you never promised me, but I just thought I'd maybe get if I pushed enough, and I haven't done yet. But Insane Star, I'm still waiting for your used knickers.
Is
it an unreasonable request to want those? I don't know. Also, one last thing, Tony. This is interesting.
What's that?
I've got a Whatever Happened To here. You know No More Heroes by the Stranglers?
Yep.
Whatever Happened To Lord Relock?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's swimming over here and it just takes him a long time.
Whatever happened
to dagger
in
his mouth.
Your potential nemesis, Lord Relock. Has he been banged up again? Lord Relock, if you look for the backstory, please. There's a guy called Lord Relock that started getting in touch with us, but he only got in touch with us when he was doing a stint in the Big House. Now, and I don't know why it would be the only time he'd be able to listen to Punky, but I'm quite pleased to think you can listen to Punky in prison. I can only assume that life's worked out all right for him and he doesn't need us anymore. Lord Relock, if you're listening, get in touch. You know how, paulieb@punkyradio.com. I type your email, hi Paul, how are you doing? Or tony@punkyradio.com. Why not type your email, I'm coming to get you.
Beware.
Yeah. Right, Tone, next track. I think I'm going to like the sound of this.
Yeah, sure. So again, when I think of 2011, I think of Bridget Hanley in The Dark Shadows.
Absolutely.
We featured before this year, but then this year they really come to their own and formed The Dark Shadows and been gigging and even come over here a couple of times.
Well, they've done 2 world tours this year.
Yeah.
Not bad going, is it?
Exactly. And this is the one song I remember most, the most memorable for me.
What's the name of the song, Tony?
It's called Written in the Snow.
So let's just get this right. What we've been through so far is fuck, cunt, yeah, creaming your jeans, and now having a piss in the ice.
Yeah.
Written in the Snow in yellow.
Yep, swear roll.
This was a single that came out earlier this year that then reappeared on an EP later this year. I've had the good fortune to see The Dark Shadows twice this year. They've been absolutely brilliant both times. And have you got a website for them?
It is thedarkshadows.com.au. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
It is.
And wherever you are in the world right now, Bridget, Ned and Carly, hello from Punky Radio. Best luck 2012. Tony, go ahead and introduce the song.
This is The Dark Shadows and Written in the Snow.
Yeah.
That was The Dark Shadows and Written in the Snow, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
An excellent choice, my friend. You're listening to the Guana Bats Underneath. Oh, sorry, in the last section, you're listening to the Guana Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
You're now once again listening to Project Marv, who's going to be playing out 2011 for us. It's been a big year for Marv, hasn't it, as well? Because we ended up getting his beds all the time, and he recorded new stuff, and he's just... Let's hope that 2012 is as good for him as 2011 has been. This is the last section. This is the last bit where we're really going to have a chat in 2011, Tony.
Wow. Well, I'm not nostalgic. This has been a shit year.
I have to say, you know, it's been an all right year for me.
Yeah.
2012 is looking very busy. The highlight of my year, undoubtedly, was going to Croatia last springtime, when it was the first time I'd been there, and I did 4 gigs there. I was there for 5 days, and I had the most terrific time. And hello to Nino for organising that trip. I'm hoping to get back to Eastern Europe again this year, because I'm also, as you know, being to Prague, or as it's spelled in Prague, Praha, which is like Praha. Every time I think, every time someone says Praha, I think they're going to pull out a bunch of flowers from their sleeve. And I've also been to Budapest and Vienna, and what a great time it was being back there. Thank you so much to everyone there. So you're hoping to just be in a house, are you, in 2012?
Yeah, so we started house hunting first week of January last year, or this year. So we're hoping to complete and move in March. We should complete in January, so it'll be a year from looking to getting it, and then we've got to renovate it. But at least it's something we can do, and we can actively do something about it rather than just look. So looking forward to actually doing something about it all now. Yeah,
cool. Last track this week, and the last track of 2011 this year is from one of Punky's favourite bands, as well as mine, a band that you've seen before and mm-hmm. I've seen before, a band called Dragster. And this is from an album that came out earlier this year called Here Come the Meat Robots. Now, their MySpace page is myspace.com/dragstersuicide.
Yeah.
But you can also find them on Facebook. And find them, again, if you just type in Dragster Band into the net, you will find them. This is a great album. It never lets up. Really, really brilliant. I might as well just say the title, shall I?
Yeah.
Because whereas you have been almost exclusively going for things that are sex-related in some way or other this week's show,
yep.
I've tended to more be going for booze and insects. So a great way to finish is one that I think sums the whole thing up, Tony. Listen out, prick up your ears for Dragster and Speed, Whiskey, Sex and Rock and Roll.
Big white spin, I gotta take a little next for him. Pat him on the back.
That was Dragster, Tony.
Nice.
It's been a good old year.
It has, when you look back at it like that.
Yeah, it has. I know that maybe the sort of work and personals for you have been a bit harsh, but as far as it goes for Punky, I think it's been a pretty legendary year, and thanks to everyone that listens, we really do appreciate it. Make sure you check out the internet stations we're on. Make sure you review us at iTunes. Make sure that we get your Comedy Suburbs, your Poetry Corners, your Twats. Thank you very much to the 12 Bar Club as well, who we haven't mentioned, who we have been supporting them most of the year by reading out their gig diaries each week. And if you would like us to promote your gig wherever you are in the world, do get in touch with us and we'll make sure we do that. Have you got any last shout outs, Tom?
No, just remember everyone to keep getting in touch in the new year, keep giving us the feedback. I can't do the show without you, so do get in touch, it's really important.
Yeah, we want Twat. And yeah, we also want The Scourge, who you listen to right now. They will have a new album out in 2012, and trust me, we're going to be featuring it. That's about it. Happy New Year to absolutely everyone. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo! Apoo!
Budgie Girl! Budgie Girl!